bow and a knife from the go to the base kisi outside, a little bit of problem. It's a slight problem.
Like you're telling me now, tomorrow is always good. Tomorrow. It says what? If you eat tomorrow, you can't paskin. Mashma does something bad for you, and here it says it does good for you. So Gemara says, Mi arminan dolei mali, aluye mali. Did I say it's no good? Avadim, it's very good to eat dates. But if he shas, so right if he dates, is tirda. It bothers you a little bit. It gets you a little bit shikar. Not that there's anything wrong about it, but just saying, if you eat dates, you shouldn't paskin the shayla. Mi did the avi acharma, the same way by drinking wine. The yom amar. If somebody drank a revius of wine, al yaira, you're not supposed to pass on the shayla. There's nothing wrong with drinking wine, just it affects your mind a little bit. You have to wait till the effect goes away. The boy saying no terrors is like this, Lakasha. Ho mekamin hama, ho la bosan hama. If you eat the dates before bread on an empty stomach, then it's no good for you, and it makes you a little shicker. But if you eat it after the meal, then it's very good. So Yomer Abai, Yomer Liyeh, Abai says that my mother told me that Tamri Makmei Nahama, if ye dates before the bread, before the meal, ki nargal dekula, it's very bad. It's like a nargal, like a hammer, going into the dekula, to the barrel. You'll break a barrel. Mashenkin Bosa Nahama, after you eat the bread, after the meal, ki yarvul adosho. It's like Rashi Machzika says, aguf kebriya chazadelis. That's like you put the bolt on the door. Kiyavro Dosha means the bolt that goes on the door to lock the door. It's something good. Here also, it's mechazik, it makes you strong. Teeth the dates after the meal. Amar Rava. Rava says, Derach Shein. Amar Rava, Derach Shein Darga. The pshat from Derach Shein, that's a Darga. And Amar Rava, Derach Gag, Puriya. The Derach to a Gag is Puriya, is the bed. And Amar Papa. Dasha. What does the word dasha mean? Omar Rava Derach Sham, the way to it. That's what the dasha means. Hadasha means a bolt. We call it dasha. It comes from the word Derach Sham, go there. Darga. What do we call something a darga? Omar Rava Derach Gag means that's the way to go to the roof. That's why it's called darga. That's like a ladder to go up to the roof. Puriya, a bed. Why do we call it a bed? Puriya. Omar Rapapa Shaporan Varavan Aleha. Because on a bed, that's where your wife becomes pregnant. You pour her on the top of the bed. That's why they call the bed Puriya. Amar Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak. Af Anu Nemar. I have another pshat also in a word. Idleness. Why do we call a lady an idleness that can't have children, can't give birth? Dukhrenisa to La Yalda. The title of an idleness means a dukhrenis, a male animal that can't give birth. That's what we call her an idleness. Tasha Dukhrenisa. Loshen Ayel Tamim. Means a ram, a male ram. That's what we call a lady that can't give birth on idleness. So to Mishnah. Ha-giyoris. If you have a girl that became a giyoris, she was a goy, and now we're a giyoris, she became a Jew. V'yashvuya, a girl that was captured amongst the goyim, and now we freed her. V'yashivcha, a girl that was a shivcha kananis first, and now she became freed. V'yashivcha. Sheniftu. Now the Mishnah says, sheniftu means we freed her. That goes back to Shvuya. So it doesn't go back to the exact Seder. The Seder started out Tagiyeris. That's a girl that became a Jew. Via Shvuya, she was captured. Via Shivcha. So Ritzvah speaks out that a Giyeris, that's the most important thing here. That if she is Mizgayer, you bring a Goy, Takas Kanspeshchina, that's the very important thing. That's why that's mentioned first. Then a Shvuya to save. Somebody was captured to save her. Then via Shivcha, that's a maid that she comes a freed. Now Sheniftu. Now the Eitzah says, let's say you have these three people in front of us. You have a guy that wants to become a Jew. And you have a Jewish girl that was already captured. What should you do first? Sheniftu. What you're supposed to do first is take care of the Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim to redeem her. That comes first. Fishing is Gairu. The next important thing to do is, if you have a Goya that wants to become a Jew, be Mizgayru. Fishing is Tachru. That's the last thing. If you have a Shivcha to free her, because really you're not allowed to free a Shivcha. There's a mitzvah loylem bem tavoidu. You have to work for them forever. So the navera to free them. Only in certain cases. So the kitzah, the Mishnah says now, p'chusois mibnei shaloshonim. Let's say these three things happened to these girls when they were less than 3 years old. Kitzah, you have a 2-year-old girl that was a goya and she became a Jew. Or else she was captured by the goyim and she was freed when she's only 2 years old. The yashivcha, you have a shivcha kananis that became free, which is only 2 years before three. So now they're a Jewish girl. We said the lacher is ksubos and masayim. If a man marries her now, he has to give her ksub of $200, because she's a psula. Even though a gyuris, a guy, we're afraid, had znus, and a shivuya, when the goyim capture them, they have znus with them. But even if they did, less than 3 years old means nothing. Her psulim grow back again. And since before three she became a Jew, she was freed, we don't say she had znus afterwards. So she's a regular psula. Therefore she has a ksub of $200. If when the husband lives with her the first time and there's no dam, he has the right to complain, because she was supposed to be a psula, even though she was first a goya, but that was only before she was three. Mashenkin, if these things happen after she was 3 years old, if a goya becomes a Jew after 3 years old, then the becheskas to be a bula. If a Jewish girl was captured by the goyim, she's becheskas to be a bula, most probably they live with her. And a shifcha also, a shifcha has nus, so they're also becheskas to be a bula. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that since it happened less than 3 years old, we say they still have a din of a psula, and they still get a ksuba. And the Parsha speak out, even though, like there's two Chiddushim here, true, she's a psula. But I would have thought, kefort, she started out to be not so nice, like she was a goya, so maybe the chum warm a stock of ksuba of $200, maybe still there's not so much chayin in the eyes of the husband. Like only a pure Jewish girl, she deserves to get $200. But here, since she was a goy, or she was captured by the goyim, or she was a shifcha first, maybe the rabbanim were not masakah for $200. Kamash from the Mishnah, no, still she got a ksub of $200. Because lamaisa, she's a psula. Even though something was wrong with her before, but since she's a psula, therefore she has a ksub of $200. So to Gemara, the famous sugya, Omar Rav Huna, ger katan. If you have a young goyish boy, goyish girl, then you want to make them into a Jew, is matvilin oisoy adas bezdin. You know, bezdin has the right to make them to tefillah, put them in the mikvah, to be misguided them, make them into a Jew. So for the Mara Maikamash, what's the chiddush over here? There's chusuloy, that it's a chus, it's something good for this katan to become a Jew. And therefore I say, vizokin liyodim shloy befonov. I have a right to do something good for somebody else, shalai b'fonav, even not in front of him. But the other pshat is, you have to have das. To become a Jew, a goy, to have geiris, to become a Jew, you need das. You have to have understanding to be mekabel, geiris. A katan doesn't have any das. A katana doesn't have any das. So in order to be misguided them, bezdin has to have their das, has to help for them. So our das has to help for somebody else. That's the klal l'schus. If something is a schus, if something is good for you, I could do it for you. Like Lamashal, if I have something and I want to give it to you, so I'm allowed to be mezakarit to you, I could tell my friend, pick up this tape recorder and give it to him. It's mezakarit for him since it's a schus, something good for you to have it, even though we didn't ask you, you don't have any das, I could have, somebody else could have das for you. That's the klal of zochin liyodam shloi b'fonav. Even without asking the person, we have a right to do what's good for you without asking you. Our das helps for you. So that's the chiddush over here. If Bezdin finds a katan, Bezdin finds a young goyish boy, and we don't know what to do with him, and he wants to become a Jew, that's a shalom and shenem really. Rashi learns, in main layav, he doesn't have a father, but the imay have yosel is gayu. Rashi's mashman, that's time we find the boy. But it has to be somebody's bringing him now that wants him to become a Jew. The mother comes to Bezdin and says, the mother's also a goyim. The mother says, though, I want my kid to be a Jew. So halacha is, Bezdin has a right, Strashi matvilin. Bezdin has a right to take him and put him in the mikvah. So Strashi, dein lecho ger b'loy milot tefila. Because you can only become a ger, a Jew, if you make first a milah on the boy, and then you have to make a tefila. So the shalom is, why does our Gemara only say, ger kotem matvilin oisoy? Like we put him into the mikvah. What happened to the milah? Why doesn't the Gemara say, ger kotem moilin o matvilin? Some of us say that tefila applies even to a girl. Mila only applies to a zacher. That's why we say a stam case of matvilin applies to a boy and to a girl. Rosh Mefarshim say that the way you make geris is, first you make mila, and then you make tefila. Tefila is the last thing. So Kitzel was saying the last thing, like, in other words, to make the end of the geris has to be al das bezdin. The bezdin has the das to make this kid into a Jew, and the chiddush is that bezdin's das helps for him. That's two chiddushim here. The bezdin can do it, and the bezdin's das helps for them. Rashi says, al das bezdin,
Shloisha Yebet Filosan. You have to have three Dayanim there, Peshash, to put them in the mikvah. Kedin Kol Tfilos Ger, like any Ger you take. Shetzrich and Gimel. Tehain Rashi learns Nasan Layav. This dead now comes like his father. Rehu Ger Ayudayim. That this Ger now, this boy becomes a Jew. O Magin B'yayin Kosher. If he touches Yayin Nesach now, if he touches wine, he doesn't make it Yayin Nesach. He's a Jew, and the Yayin is Kosher. So Gemara says now.
When you do this to a Ger Katan.
So if the mother, Rashi learns, if the mother comes, has a 5-year-old boy, and Moses tells Bezin, I want my boy to become a Jew. So Bezin has the right to take the boy now, make a milah on him, and put him in the mikvah in front of three people, and he becomes a Jew. Bezin could do it. Even though there's no das, the boy himself is a young boy, he doesn't have das. The chiddush is that Bezin could do it for him. So Mara, Mike Kamashman, what's the chiddush over here? We learned this already. The klal is, zachon liyodim shloim b'fonov. You're allowed to do something that's good for a person even without asking him. I could be mezakeh, I could give you a present, I could give you money even without asking you. But v'yein chavim liyodim shloim b'fonov. I can't do something bad for you without asking you. As much as you give a get to a person's wife, you can't be mezakeh or a get to your wife, because it's a chav for nisha to get a get. So something that's something bad for you, a chav, that I can't do without your das. So for the Gemara, what's the chiddush here that Bezdin can make the gerus for the katan? Pshit, it's a schus for him. So Gemara says, no. Ma the time I would have thought like this. Oved keichavim a goy, behefkeira nichalei. A goy enjoys to remain a goy. He's hefka. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs. He's a free person. He can live with ladies. Whatever he wants, he can do. So a kaimalok was really, we hold the eved, an older person, an eved, vada bafkeira nichalei. An eved, we hold, enjoys to remain an eved. He doesn't want to become free to become a Jew. Because he enjoys doing what he's doing. So Mel, I would have thought here, this cotton also, you have a goyish boy. Maybe he enjoys to remain a goy. And for Bezdin now to make him into a Jew, it's a chav for him. It's not what he wants. So then Bezdin can't do it. Kamashmili, what said the Svar and the Gemara Gittin? That an Eved likes to remain an Eved. That's only an Emili Godel. If the guy is an older person already, he's an adult already. The Toyim Tam Di Surah. He already lived with ladies already. He already ate a pig already. He already ate lobsters. He enjoys it. He enjoys his Yisurim. So now to make him become a Jew, it's terrible. He'll never become a Jew. He doesn't want to. So for an older guy to become a Jew, it's like a called the chav. We can't do it without his das. If he doesn't want to do it himself, we can't do it for him. Aval katan, if you have this young boy yet, schus uloi, him it's a schus to become a Jew. Because really, really, Avade, we know it's a schus. Avade, you become a Jew, you be zeichel g'elam haba, it's the biggest schus to remain a guy. The only problem is, if he already tasted old Yisurim, he doesn't want to stop it. But if you have a young boy, a 3-4 years old boy, that didn't taste the Yisurim yet, for him to stop means nothing. So since there's no chav for him to make him into a Jew, Adarabba, we say for sure, it's a schus. So that's the chiddush of Al Gemara. That's where Punis chiddush. That's where Punis starts off, that Ger Kotam and Vilnas Yadav Bezdin, because it's a schus. That's his chiddush. Don't think that a goy wants to remain a goy. No, like Rashi says, to a gabi eved kaimel perakam the gittin, to vade bavkera nichalei. A goy enjoys to remain a goy. Noyachlo elios eved v'yemuta behefker zimus. He wants to remain an eved. He could have znus hashvachas to live with the maids there. Miyos ben chur and liyos muta bas yisrael. Rather than just to become a Jew, to only be able to marry a Jewish girl. Lezilolev l'shichlo bavkera. He doesn't like it. So kamash malon. The chiddush is by a young guy, we don't say that. When does the guy enjoy his averis? Godel. She godel the midas of keris. V'toyim leitam yisurim. An adult already that enjoys doing all these yisurim, he doesn't want to change. Mashenken, a young boy that didn't do the yisurim yet, for him it's only a schus to make him into a Jew. So that's the chiddush that Bezdin to be megayrim. Now the Gemara says, well, let me bring a riot to Rav Huna from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Hagiyaris, if you have this young girl, she had to be less than 3 years old that she became a Jew. Hagiyaris, v'yashivuya, v'yashivcha, she niftu, that they were free, they were redeemed,
Vishinis Gairu, or else she became a Jew now. Vishinis Tachru, she became freed. She was a Shifcha, she became freed. Chusin of Dai Shalashon of Yemechud, when they were less than 3 years old. See, so the Mishnah is talking about, you see, you could have a young girl, 2 years old, that becomes a Jew. So what's the case talking about? She herself can become a Jew. She doesn't have any das. So who made her into a Jew? My love, isn't the Mishnah talking about the Yatvelina or das Desdin? It had to be that Desdin wanted this to happen. Desdin agreed that to make her into a Jew. So you see, it's called a schus for her. Desdin has a right to make this 2-year-old girl into a Jew. So Mar says, lo, maybe for now, Mishnah, you have no proof. I'll tell you, Hachav and Mayaski, know what our Mishnah's talking about? The Ger, Sheniskayer, Bonov, Ubnoisav, Imoy. Maybe the Mishnah's talking about that the parents also became a Jew. Kids are there, these two, the guy, the mother and the father, and they have a 2-year-old baby now, baby girl. And the parents decided to become a Jew. And Agav, they want the 2-year-old girl to also become a Jew. So here there's a new Svarah, the Nichalhu, the Mai, the Yavaravun. Here it's a new Svarah that says Chus for this girl to become a Jew. Why? Because if she doesn't become a Jew, she'll have no parents. Nobody will take care of her. So Pshita, then it's a schus for her to have her parents take care of her, that she wants to do what her parents do. Rav Huna's chiddush was, like Rashi said, in the case where the father's not around. So Mela, there Rav Huna says, you don't have this svara, the parents are going to take care of him. So then the shaila is it called a schus to become a Jew or not? Rav Huna said, yes, it is a schus. So now Mishnah, you have no proof of that. Could be our Mishnah is only talking about when the parents also become a Jew. Then for sure it's something good for the kid to become a Jew, that he should still live with his parents. But maybe when the parents are not around, just that the mother just brings the kid to Beis Din to make the kid to a Jew, maybe Beis Din can't do it. Maybe for the kid alone it's not a schus. So you don't have a right to Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Omer Rav Yosef. So good, there's no proof, but that's still the lachas like Rav Huna that we hold for Misvara. That a ger katan, Beis Din could be matvelin, Beis Din could make him into a Jew. Now the Gemara says another chiddush. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, you should know, Omer Rabbi Yosef, hegdilu, when this young girl or young boy, that Beis Din was mezgayer, becomes bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, when they become older, yuchaylan limchais, if they want to, they could rebel and say, no, we don't want to be a Jew. And if they rebel, they're taken not a Jew. Now the mamish, they're a guy. The geras was never chal. Even though a regular Jew, if you rebel, you can't become a guy. You're called a mumer. You still get ancient for the averus. But here, I said, this geras is not really chal until she becomes a gadol. Tosfos, the most posh pshat is Tosfos Sanhedrin learns the pshat is by geras is a third thing involved also. You have to have kabbalah samitzvus. When you become a ger, true, you have to have a mila tefila, but you also need a third thing. You have to mekabel upon yourself mitzvus. So who this cotton, he didn't accept upon himself the mitzvahs. So where's the geris here? So that's what Tais learns, that when he's a cotton, the geris is not chal 100%. You have to wait until he becomes a gadol, until he becomes by mitzvah. And then if he accepts the mitzvahs, he makes the kabbalah some mitzvahs, then the geris is chal from now on midiraisa. But on the tzad, then he says, no, I don't want to be a Jew. He's not accepting the mitzvahs. His taka was never a Jew. So taka the geris is never chal. He remains a guy the whole time. Toys also, Toys says, Tamakasha. Toys says, I, the klal is, ain't tzchi le cotton. The klal is, we can't be zoicha something for a cotton. Because tzchi is mitam shlichas. And the klal is, a cotton can't make a shliach. In the parsha of shlichas, it says, ish, you have to be a bar mitzvah godol to make a shliach. A cotton can't make a shliach. So since tzchi is mitam shlichas, how could Bezdin be mizaka to a cotton? I, there's no din tzchi midiraisa. So Toys talk around the nechnam, yaw, gemara zoni midirabonin. This geiris here, calls the money the cotton, is only mid rabbanin. Because chia to a cotton is only mid rabbanin. So, nechlami. So, another pshat then. So, when it becomes a godol, now it becomes a badas. Now is when its geiris should be chal mid raisa. When it becomes a godol first. See, if he wants to keep the geiris taka now becomes a diraisa. But if he doesn't want to keep the geiris, he can be mavatal the geiris, he's not a geir at all. That's Rav Yosef's chiddush. That Igdilo, as soon as they become a bar mitzvah, right away they have the right to rebel, and there's no geiris.
He rebels.
Right. Eisva, I have a kasha of Yosef now. Eisva, Abaya, Abaya is the kasha. It says, Al Mishnah, Hagiyoy, Res, V'yashvuya. V'yashivcha, these three cases, Sheniftu, that they redeemed the girl. Shenizgairu, as this young girl became a ger, became a Jew. V'shenishtachru, the Shivcha became freed. Chus of them, Doisholoshon of Yamechon. When they were less below 3 years old, Talocha is Ksubasa Masayim. She's a Jew now. Now that she's 2 and a half, she became a Jew. Now if somebody marries her, Talocha is she's a Psula. So you have to give her $200. That means if the husband gives her a gift, he has to give her $200. In Poshu we're talking about, it could be that she got married when she was 3 years old, and she got a gift when she was 5 years old. So the husband has to give her a ksuba now. And the kasher is, V'sakotat, if you're going to tell me like Rabbi Yosef, that Hegdilu, Yecholom Limchois, when this katana, this young girl, when she becomes bas mitzvah, she's allowed to rebel, and say, I don't want to be a Jew, and she remains a goy then. If so, there's a svara, Yavinen lo ksuba, diyozlov yochla begiyusa. What kind of svara is this, that we should give her ksuba? In other words, a girl that could become a goya, there's a svara not to give her money. We don't want to give goya money. Like she's going to take the money and eat it. When she becomes a goya, she'll do znus with it. We don't want to give goya money. Says so, how come our Mishnah says that she gets a ksuba of $200? So Chur B'Mashra from our Mishnah, that once you misgayer at 2 years old, she can never change, she can never rebel, she can never become a goy. She always remains a Jew. That's what the Mishnah says, she has a ksuba. That's our bias kasha. So Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. I tell you, when the Mishnah says, when do we give her a ksuba, l'chi gadla, we have to wait until she becomes bar mitzvah. When she becomes bas mitzvah, when she becomes 12 years old, and she still remains a Jew, then she gets a ksuba. For the Gemara, the Havamina is that she can rebel the rest of her life even. For the Gemara, l'chi gadla nami, mimchayev v'nafka. So what if she becomes bas mitzvah? She becomes 12, 13, 14. But the Havamina is, whenever she wants to rebel, she can rebel later on also. So how do you ever give her money? You always have to be afraid, maybe later on she'll rebel, to swear not to give her money, she'll use it when she's a guy. Have the Gemara know, the cloud is like this, Rabbi Yosef meant to say it like this, that kiva and shegdila shrachas, as soon as she becomes 12 years old, for 1 minute, and v'loy michta, at that time she does not rebel, but rather at that time she's acting like a Jewish girl. She's doing mitzvahs. So we see that she's makabla upon herself mitzvahs, the way Tosfos Sanhedrin learns. And shuv ein yechela limchos. From then on she can't be meichah, she can't rebel anymore. Once she becomes a bas mitzvah for 1 second, and she accepts upon herself the mitzvah, she's doing the mitzvahs, that's it. That's the completion of a geiris. And now she's a Jew, and she can't rebel anymore. So, Mel, that's the Pshat in our Mishnah. When do we give her the ksuba $200? Even if she got to get when she's 10 years old, we have to wait for another 2 years till she becomes bas mitzvah. And we see her acting like a Jew. So that's cool. She remains a Jew. She can't be chaser anymore. So, therefore, that was a bias kash, not the teretz. Masav Rav, Rav has the kash like this. There's a Mishnah in the third perek. Elu narish yesh lam knas. These are the girls that if a man is manas lives with her, he has to pay a kanas, $50. Is abu ala mamzeris. If you live on a mamzeris, v'al nesina, v'al akusis, v'al agiyaris, v'al ashvuya, v'al ashivka, shenifto, shenizgayru, v'zishtachu, v'chusim, v'ishol ashonam, v'yamechot. The same case over there also. We have these girls, that she was a guy, and she was nizgayru. She became a Jew less than 3 years old. So she has a loch of a psula. A loch is now, if a man is manis, forces her, a psula, lives with a psula, he has to pay her the kanas. Now, Yeshlam Knas, they get Knas. So you have a girl now, that true, now she's 10 years old, but she was a goy at 2 years old, she became a Jew at 2. So if a Jewish man now forces to live with her, he has to pay her money. Now the kasher is again, V'yamin, if you're going to tell me now that Igdilu Yechelam Limchais, that when she becomes older, she becomes Bas Mitzvah, she could rebel, and she could remain a goy, is Yavinin La Knas. Why does the Mishnah say later, we have to pay her the kanas now, to give her the money now, the yozlov yocha v'giyusa, that she's going to eat and use later when she becomes a goya. And the Gemara of the same terrace is not a kasha there, l'chi gadla. True, the man was manasa now, but we only give her the money when she becomes a gadla. For the Gemara again, but l'chi gadla nami minchayev anafka. His other meaning is, as long as she wants to, whenever she rebels, she has the right to rebel. So even after 12, 13, 14, she can rebel then also. And the Gemara knows what Rabbi Yosef meant to say was, Kiva and Shegdila Shrachas, as soon as she remains 1 second, 1 minute, she's a Gedela, and she's doing the mitzvahs, V'loi Mimcha, she doesn't rebel, Shuvah Nechel Limchais, she can't rebel anymore, and she remains a Jew. So therefore, when do we give her the money of the Nusa? After she becomes a Gedela, when she remains a Jew. So now the Gemara says, why did Abai ask the question for now, Mishnah? And how come Rav only asked the kasha for the next Mishnah, for the third parak? Habaya lo yom karovam. Habaya didn't ask the kasher from the Mishnah in the third parak about anusam. Hoslam kenas. Over there, what's going on? A Jewish man was manis, forced this lady to live with this girl. So high in the time, you know, over there, we tell the man has to pay the money. Shlo yechayte niskar. We don't want the man to gain on the deal. Like it's a kenas. The man did something not nice. So therefore, the Torah says he has to pay money. So what do you want to say? He shouldn't have to pay because maybe she'll lose the money. She'll use the money later. So what if she used the money later when she comes to Goya? But we don't want the man to gain on the deal. So it's a svara, the man for sure has to pay the kenas. Therefore, Abaye didn't ask the kasha from the Mishnah later, but rather from our Mishnah here. And Rava lo yomek Abaye. Rava did not ask the question from our Mishnah like Abaye did. Why? Because Rava understood, ksuba. Hainu taimash la tekala b'yenav loitziyoy. What's the reason why the Rabbanu are masakin ksuba? Because we don't want it to be easy for the husband to get rid of his wife. So the Maisa right now in our Mishnah, true, this young girl was Mizgayer. Now she's a Jew. Calls the man she's a Jew, like she wasn't good, she didn't become 12 yet, she didn't rebel yet, but right now she's a Jew now, we'll say most probably she'll remain a Jew later also. So right now the Chumah wanted to stay married. So it's a svara that the Chumah were masakin, that the husband is going to have to give her ksuba right away. Because the Chumah wanted that the husband should stay married to her. Like right now she's a Jew. Rashi says, We don't want to make it easy for the husband to give his wife a get. She didn't rebel. She's a good Jew. Therefore, Rav understood our Mishnah is not a kasha. And now Mishnah, the reason why you have to give her ksuba, because the Chumah wanted them to stay married. Mashenkin, Rav held is a good kasha from the next Mishnah. Lakopon and both kashas are not shver. That Rabbi Yosef only said that she could only be Moichi rebel up until she becomes a Gedolah. But once she becomes a Gedolah, and she accepts the mitzvah upon herself, and that's Nigma, now she's a Ger Gomer, and from then on she remains a Jew, she can't rebel. So therefore we give her the Knas, and we give her the Ksuba first after she becomes a Gedolah.
So now, again, the sugya said the word Ger Kotin is Matvil not as Bezdin. Now, our Taisa Shita over here is that the Geris Pashit is only Midrabbanan. Like we said, that since a Kotin doesn't have Schiyah, doesn't have Shlichus, it's only Midrabbanan, so Bezdin could only make him a Ger, only Midrabbanan. Someone said, that's Pshan Rashi also. Rashi says, when he's Mizgayi, Rashi says, now the Mag, if he touches wine, is kosher. Mashma, the only shayla is that Midrabbanan, we say he's a Jew, so it doesn't make Yain Nesek Midrabbanan. But Midraisa Dotak, he's not a Jew. According to Tosfos Shita, he only becomes a Jew if later, when he becomes a Gadol, they have to make a new Maisa Geris, you have to be Mizgayi himself over again. But Kolzaman, he made the Geris when he was a Kotin, it only helps Midrabbanan, not Midraisa. There is a Tosfos Shita in Sanhedrin that says not like this, that the Geris Tak is Chal Midraisa. Even though usually Tzchiyah is only Midrabbanan to a Kotin, but Tosfos makes the Chiluk that Geris is called the Nid Be'atzmoy. Like the Geris is Chal on the goof of the Kotin, therefore the Maisa, when Bezdin the Maisa, nor is made the Maisa, you make the Maisa Milo, the Maisa Tfil on the Kotin. So automatically, since Bezdin has Das, here it could be Chal Midraisa. That's Tosfos Shita in Sanhedrin, that the Geris is Chal Midraisa over here. Still, the Gemara says, though, that Yechoylon Limchais, the Mash Mitzchal, but that's only providing that later he does not or she does not rebel. But if they rebel as soon as they become a Gadol, they could rebel and Pasha the Geris is Batal and Mafreya, she was never a Jew. Again, the Shalom we spoke about, what about the Indian of Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, that usually a Goy, when he becomes a Jew, he has to have three things, a Mila, a Tfila, and then a Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. So he spoke out that Tosfos Sanhedrin learns that that's the Pshat Gdilo when it becomes a Gadol now he's being Mekabal Kabbalah Semitzvus. However, there's a Ritvah sheet over here, and who within the Rambam, they learn that Kabbalah Semitzvus is not Likuva. You can become a Ger Midiraisa even though you're not Mekabal Mitzvus. That's the way the Ritvah learns here. That the Indian to Mekabal to accept upon yourself the Mitzvus, that's only Lechetchila where he could do it. But here, since he's a Kotan, he can't accept upon himself the Mitzvus, they could become a Ger, even Midiraisa, without Kabbalah Samitzvus. And that's the Rambam Shita also. So according to them, that we say when becomes a Gadol, she could be Meicha, it's not the Pshat that it's totally in Kabbalah Samitzvus. You have to learn Stam, that Bezdin makes it a Schus, that they can make Kabbalah Geris, that's only if when she becomes a Gadol, she still agrees with it. She doesn't rebel.
But if she rebels, as soon as she becomes a gadolah, or as soon as he becomes a gadol, that proves to us like it was never really a chus, like it shows to us it was always a chay for him. So if it's really a chay, then Bezin doesn't have a right to chlau to make the geris for him, that's why it's batal. But according to them, it's not the pshat because you need Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Even without Kabbalah Samitzvahs, we can make you a ger now. But it has to be a schus. It has to be something that you want. So when do we see if you really want it or not? When you become a gadol, or when she becomes a gadolah, then we see if she doesn't rebel, she still keeps the mitzvahs, that's a proof that she really wants the geris, it's a schus. Then the geris like is chal, and like according to this pshat, was even chal before midiraisam, but just still stays midiraisam. All right, we'll stop here.